For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, bringing you a wide variety of information all about your health. The show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. And this is where you get expert advice on supplements, homeopathic remedies, herbs, wonderful, wonderful resources. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on integrative oncology with Dr. Cheryl Burdett. Remember, this is the end of Village Green sale. You only have till December 31st to take advantage of a 35% off on all Pathway brands, 25% off all other supplements, including the practitioner brands, and 20% off body care products. Now, our guest today is going to be Dean Morris, who's a certified master herbalist, and we'll be talking about effective immune support. And before we start on the subject, we'll introduce it in the second segment. I want to give you some background and introduce you to some basics on the immune system. Now, that's kind of hard to do because the immune system is probably the most complex system in the body. And it's quite diverse and wide. Think of our military defense system. We have everything from Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps. We have Homeland Security. We have subdivisions in every one of those mentioned and more subdivisions under those. Well, that's what our immune system's like. And it's quite competent. Just as an overview for terminology, when we talk about immunity, we talk a little bit about, we break it down into what we call adaptive and innate immunity. Now, innate immunity is what you're born with, what you come into the world with. And we talk about illness and health as environmental modification of gene expression. That's real simple. It's what you come into the world with and what happens to that. And that environment includes pathogens, microbes, toxins, the food you eat, the water you drink, the nutrients you take in. So what we expose our bodies to can have a different result in each individual based on their innate genetics and the way their genes express themselves. So when we do it right, our genes express themselves well in a positive manner. When we do it wrong, we're exposed to a lot of toxins, our diet's terrible, we don't have good rest, good sleep, good environment, etc. What happens is that we get a negative result. The genes express themselves negatively. And this is an ongoing plastic situation. So you can turn toward the negative and you can turn it back toward the positive. So we now have a lot of power with how our immune response responds. So we talked about innate immunity, what you're born with, your epithelial tissues, that's your skin and your mucous membranes. We'll talk about that in the show. And it even includes fever, inflammation, phagocytes that engulf bacteria. So adaptive immunity is what happens to us when we're exposed to environmental pathogens or irritants, aggravants. It can even include foods that we may be sensitive to. So let's look at natural versus artificial in the adaptive. The natural is what we get passively from our mothers what gets transferred to us as we develop. And active in natural immunity involves what we do when we're exposed to a pathogen. And that can involve many kinds of cell responses called T cells. There are many kinds of T cells. You may have heard of killer T cells and helper T cells, and then lymphocytes and phagocytes. I'm just giving you a broad overview. So in natural immunity, it's what we get passively from our mothers and actively from exposures. Then there's artificial adaptive immunity, and that can be passive from antibody transfer from vaccines, and active, again, immunization. So it's when we purposely stimulate immune responses in order to change immunity. Now, what happens when we have problems in immunity is inflammation, inflammatory diseases, autoimmunity, where the body attacks itself. That's not excess immunity. It is immune misbehavior. Infections, allergies, cancers, food reactions. There are many, many symptoms that can occur. Let's talk a little bit about immunity and nutritional helpful tips. And let's talk about the straws on a camel's back. So your innate health is you as the camel, and the straws are the environment. And it's total load that we concern ourselves with. We also like to talk about the nutrient bank account. We have deposits and withdrawals. And if our nutrient bank account's optimum, we have the funds, the nutrients to support the immune system. Now, why are nutrients important to immunity? Mainly because the nutrients have very specific functions in immune development and immune function. So if we are deficient in one or more immune important nutrients, we're not going to respond as well, and we're going to cascade into diseases. So disease is really immune deficiency, nutrient deficiency in how we respond to the attackers, no matter how virulent they are or not as virulent. Our response makes all the difference. This is why many people can get the flu. Some will hardly have an illness. They will have a very mild response. Others can die from it. The difference is the individual's immune response. Now, these are the nutrients that impact on immunity: probiotics, protein, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, B vitamins, zinc, selenium, copper, omega-3 fatty acids. And I can tell you that the most important aspect of that is probiotics. 70% of your immune system is in your human gut, and it's fed by good flora. So this is just an overview. We'll have a lot more detail as we have interesting discussion with Dean Morris. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us, listeners. We will be right back after this break with more information on effective immune support.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and this show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., You can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on integrative oncology with Dr. Cheryl Burdett. And this is a reminder, you don't have long. Village Green's annual sale, the big winter sale, is on now through December 31st. 35% off Pathway supplements, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Make sure you get down to Village Green for that sale. Now, our guest today, as I mentioned in the first segment, is Dean Morris, and he's a master herbalist, and we're going to discuss effective immune support. We're very excited to have Dean on the show with us, and welcome to the show, Dean.
Thank you, Dana. It's a privilege.
Well, let's start by introducing you to our listeners. Tell us about your background and your interests and how you became interested in the field of herbology.
I guess that would be at my mother's knee. She was a practicing professional herbalist, as was my grandfather and great-grandfather, and we can count back at least five generations of professional herbalists in the family, in the line, and so I guess it's in my blood. I was raised to growing lady slipper orchids and other medicinal herbs as a young man, and had a 165-acre organic herb farm before I got married, and certified as a herbalist and master herbalist with one of the oldest training schools in the nation. And from there was granted practicing privileges at a hospital, one of the Columbia hospitals, the Miami Heart Institute in Miami Beach, Florida, and just had a real privilege of working with an integrative team there with the medical doctors and sitting on the pharmacy and therapeutics committee, and enjoying seeing the benefits coming into merging with conventional medicine to bring some of these the body's ability to deal and work with these herbs and vitamins, nutrition basically, diversifying one's nutrition to help support the body in its healing process.
Well, that's very interesting. Are there many hospitals that have accomplished that integrative approach that you're familiar with, Dean?
You know, I did not know of any others at the time that I was doing that. That was about 13, 14 years ago. And when dietary supplement manufacturers like Nature's Way and Enzymatic Therapy when they found out that I was actually practicing with privileges in the hospital and using some of their more phytomedicines, some of the supplements that have clinical research backing them, they actually hired me away from there, and I worked as their director of technical services and manager of some of the clinical trials and formulator for products like Alive and Umka, which is an upper respiratory tract infection fighter that helps actually shorten the duration of upper respiratory tract infections made out of a geranium root.
Well, let's go into some of the herbs and nutrients that are being used as we've been talking about for effective immune support.
Well, Dana, you know, this is the time of year when it's very easy to get stressed out, and the cold is there and the chill is there and the extra microbes are there as we gather indoors and get together with families and are sharing microbes from their world, from their communities, we just share them back and forth. And the stress of it all can really kind of wear on our immune system. And just like any stress, it's really important that we get back to simple basics, that we get back to a real understanding of what we can do to enjoy this time of year and to support our immune system so that we don't have the added stress of coming down with some tickle or some cough. So I like to, when I work with individuals, I like to remind them of that most simple and basic proven mechanism, first line of defense in the immune system. And that is something that is overlooked quite frequently, just the mucous membrane, the mucin particularly of the mucous membrane. Mucus is something we don't like to talk about. It's certainly not something you bring up at the holiday parties and at the family gatherings. But mucus is an important membrane that is covered with this slippery substance that we actually produce a liter of a day. And it's only when we are not feeding that mucous membrane properly or maintaining its proper lubrication with hydration, with water, adequate amounts of water, when we're not feeding it, that's when it can become more viscous. That's when we start calling it phlegm, and that's when it is problematic. I'd love to have the listeners kind of reintroduce themselves, reintroduce to their vocabularies the word mucus, because it is an important defensive mechanism to sweep away. When it's properly slippery and when it flows properly, you can wash away the viruses and the microbes and the bacteria before they get a chance to start infecting you, creating those upper respiratory tract symptoms leading to the infections. And if we can just keep that mucous membrane flowing, if we can keep the mucin, which is the slippery part of the mucous membrane, if we can keep that flowing and slippery, we never notice it. We never notice that we're producing a liter of it. And we can sweep away the viruses and the bacteria before they even get a chance to start infecting. It's a simple mechanism, but it bears some remembering and reminding and encouraging of our listeners what kind of things in their diet are they incorporating that really takes care of this mucous membrane, that helps to keep it slippery, to keep it flowing, to keep it thin, so that it's not becoming that congested, thickened mucus that is a breeding ground. If we allow this mucous membrane to get thick and slow and lethargic, well, then we become actually a petri dish for some of these bacteria and allow the virus to get into our cells to start replicating. So that's the encouragement that I would give, the simple recommendations, is to stay hydrated. Make sure you're drinking the fluid, the water, routinely throughout the day, especially when we get indoors to centralized heating. The air can become very, very dry. And that is one of the major reasons that we have gaps in this mucous membrane that allow viruses to get in. And the second reminder would be to encourage listeners to incorporate food items that are rich in mucilage. Now, that's not a word we get very often. It's not shown on the food pyramids or the food guides as its own category, but it really should be when we think about immune health and the immune system and effectively having an immune system that can help us. we need to remember that mucilage are the fibers, the category of fibers that we get from our diet that support the production of mucin, that slippery substance that keeps the mucous membranes coated and lubricates them and helps sweep away all the junk and debris that might otherwise start an infection. And I'm sure you're aware of the many different options that we have out there, Dana, of foods that are rich in mucilage. Some of my favorites are marshmallow, aloe vera gel, slippery elm bark. Okra is probably the quintessential when you enjoy that gumbo with the okra in it, and it's that slippery substance that exudes from the okra plant. That is mucilage. That is what the body can utilize to and convert into mucin, your very own type of mucilage, that will keep the mucous membranes flowing so you never notice them, so that they flow across the membranes and into the lymphatic ducts, and you never notice that you are producing a tremendous amount of mucus each day, which is your proven first defense against colds.
Let's go over those foods again and list them, because this show is a lot about nuts and bolts, so that listeners come away with some information they can use right off the bat.
Oh, the list of mucilage-rich foods?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure. Well, fenugreek would be one that I would add to it. Fenugreek seed is often compounded with thyme and other antimicrobial type herbs to help provide that mucilage as a twofold approach to helping the body to withstand and defend itself against microbes and infective agents. But okra is that quintessential one that we think of. It's that slippery substance that comes from okra. Slippery elm bark, the slippery elm lozenges are a wonderful way. Aloe vera gel, flaxseed meal, a ground flaxseed meal is a nice source of mucilage. And if we'll put these, include these, incorporate these in our diet on a daily basis, we'll provide the adequate mucilage so that our body can have that proper viscosity, the proper slipperiness of the mucous membrane, so that it flows across, washes away any microbes and dust and debris, and eliminates those before they get a chance to become an infecting agent.
You know, we are talking about mucous membranes, and just as a reminder to our listeners that we're an epithelial donut, and we have our skin, but when we get to the lips, it starts to change, and then into the mouth, the mucous membranes, down to the GI tract, into the respiratory tract, the vagina. So we have mucous membranes protecting us also, of course, in the eyes. And so they protect, and I love the way you describe it as sweeping away the viruses, pathogens, any of the irritating agents. So what we want is very slippery membranes, and the patients that suffer, we can talk about this a little more if you would like, Dean, are those that have the dry syndromes, the autoimmune conditions where the tissues are dry, and this increases their susceptibility, of course.
Oh, definitely. And it's that viscosity. It's the balance of things, because mucus is a colloid, a combination of various ingredients. Water is the principal one. Mucin is the slippery aspect of it. It's a glycoprotein. But there are also all kinds of immune cells and immune compounds that make up this combination of ingredients that we call mucus. One of the things that will thicken mucus and slow it down and allow for gaps in the mucous membrane are some of the heavier proteins. You often feel you need to clear your throat a little after maybe consuming ice cream or some of the dairy. Some of the dairy proteins can be quite thickening. And that is when you start to feel that you need to clear your throat. But dead cells, as the epithelium, as you described it, as your body is sloughing off cells, and if there is a low-grade or minor infection or some irritation, some inflammation, some allergy, you are always going to be losing cells. And as those cells build up, so does the viscosity in that mucous membrane. And as the slower it gets, the more apt these viruses and bacteria are to get through the mucous membrane into the underlying epithelial cells and begin that infective process. Well, bacteria doesn't need to get into the cells. It can actually just stay there, bobbing up and down on the mucous membrane and feeding on some of this dead waste, some of these dead cells that are not moving along if the mucus is not slippery enough.
Well, you've made some wonderful points, and I want to carry this on in our next segment. And for the listeners who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the show, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be back after the break with more information on effective immune support with Dean Morris.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on integrative oncology with Dr. Cheryl Burdett. A reminder, Village Green, big sale, their big winter sale is on now through December 31st, and so you need to get down there. Time's running out. 35% off Pathway supplements and 25% off all other supplements, 20% off body care supplements and products. Now, our guest today is Dean Morris. He's a master herbalist, a certified master herbalist with generations of information and history. He comes from a multi-generational herbalist family, if we could say it that way, Dean. And we're talking about effective immune support. And the first segment, we talked about the first line of defense, the mucous membranes, the need to keep those slippery, what I call all the wet tissues, in the body. And number one was hydration. We talk about that a lot on the show, the importance of hydration, water intake, and we talk about it helping to detoxify the body, carry out toxins, but it's very important to keep these membranes wet. So, Dean, let's keep our conversation going for our listeners.
We definitely are talking about the means by which we keep that first line of defense slippery and protective. Well, that's why vitamin C is known to be preventive. That organic acid, that citric acid, these kinds of acids, including ascorbic acid, these acids help to thin, help to restore more fluidity to a membrane that might be tending towards the viscous end of the spectrum from stress, from poor choices in diet, from eating lots of rich dairy proteins or saturated fats and things like of that nature. Anything that might be irritating and increase the viscosity of the mucous membrane, vitamin C is known to help prevent up to 50% of our colds if we'll supplement with it 500 milligrams a day. Known to reduce the incidence of the common cold by 50%, and that's, again, underlying the importance of the preventative means that vitamin C and organic acids have to keep that mucous membrane slippery. But when we are no longer in the preventative mode, when we have already crossed into the dark side of the viscosity, we've now got phlegm, we've now got congestion, we're now ripe for some infective predator, or maybe they have already begun and that is the reason why that mucus is starting to thicken up and we're starting to feel the irritation at the back of the throat and we need to clear our throat and we're blowing our nose a little bit more and coughing and these are, of course, are the natural physical mechanisms to help get rid of, to expel what has now become too thick. And often it is because that infection is beginning. We're starting to feel the first signs of an infective process. When that is the case, then we need to really, that is what is that first inclination, that first sign. It tells us, wow, my diet, I need to make sure it's diverse enough to help that mucous membrane restore, to maybe go beyond just those preventative measures to really make a difference in altering the state of the mucous membrane and the mucus that's being produced from the goblet cells from a viscous point back to its more, clean it up. Get rid of some of the junk that's there that's causing it to be thick. And that's when I start encouraging people, that's when they're most ready to listen to the invitation to start incorporating tannins into their diet. We just don't get enough tannins. My mantra is diversity. I loved formulating the multivitamin Alive because I could bring so much more diverse nutrients to the user. And that's always been the thing that I fall back on is increasing the diversity of the diet. And one of the things we fail to recognize as an important contributor, especially to immune health and to keeping our immune health strong and well-fed, is the tannins. These are plant compounds, very much found in tree leaves that give protection to the plants. They're found in many different leaves. They're found in lots of different roots. My grandmother would have us harvest the fillery, a little wild geranium from around the fields and foothills where we grew up, so that she could make an astringent wash, and she would use it for coughs and colds. But the most perfect group of tannins that I know of for helping to modify, correct the viscosity of the mucous membrane towards one that is then flowing again, one that can help get rid of and improve the sweeping away of debris and of microbes and of viruses, are the South African geraniums, known as the Umkalawabo geranium. The tannin that they found in that is called umkalin. And these particular tannins are now very well respected with over 24 published clinical studies that indicate that these tannins go in and bind directly to some of this dead waste, to these dead cells and proteinous matter. They bind to them and literally just astringe the junk out from amongst the epithelial cells and send it packing, send it flowing on back down the mucus stream into the lymphatic ducts, or improve the ciliary mechanism. They have been clinically shown to improve the hair-like sweeping projectiles in the mucous membrane to literally help restore that proper flow of the mucous membrane by cleansing that mucous membrane. And so this is one that is kind of goes beyond the threshold of prevention well into clinical intervention to cleanse the mucous membranes and astringe them and literally shorten the duration of an infective process, whether of any upper respiratory tract infection, whether it's bronchitis, sinusitis, tonsillopharyngitis, rhinitis, the common cold. All of these have been studied in a clinical settings with placebo controls, with randomized selection of both clinicians and participants, and have shown to actually shorten the duration of their upper respiratory tract infection while reducing the symptoms from this simple complex of great nutrients coming from the roots of the South African geranium, Pelargonium sedoides is the botanical name. But we refer to it as umka. It's the easiest way. The South Africans called it the umkulkane plant, the bad cough plant. They literally were using it for, well, perhaps millennia. We don't know how far back, but they recognize those properties there. And in Germany and in Europe, it's a number one seller for cough and cold remedies. During the cough and cold season, it sells even more than aspirin. But they call it umkalawabo over there. We thought it when we brought it to the United States that we'd give this audience a break from having to try to remember such a long word. And so we shortened it to umka. And this umka is a preparation of the geranium roots. You can we extract those, and we provide those in multiple different forms. Syrups and tablets and sachets of fast active powder, as well as the original liquid drops. And these are this is the compound that you can find on PubMed, many different published studies, and even in medical review journals. There's even meta-analyses published on this particular product that shows it will shorten the duration of an upper respiratory tract infection.
So when people want to purchase umka, they can look for the name or their specific product lines that you would recommend.
Umka is the brand, UMCKA, and it is a special extract, a clinically studied phytomedicine of the Pelargonium sedoide geranium that naturally grew in South Africa, and now we have growing in our fields and farms, both in South Africa as well as some fields and farms in Central America and North America. And we let that grow for at least 3 years. And this is all handwork, all organic growing in our fields. And then we bring those rich tannins from the roots, extract those to make these preparations so that, yes, you can look for it in syrups. You can look for it in tablets. Chewable lozenges. You can look for it in powder sachets. There's a nice little drink mix that we make a warm tea with, just putting it in warm water to get that nice extra soothing activity of a warm tea, a toddy, if you will, with the umka geranium tannins in there. They're very, very good tasting. You won't have any concerns with even the finickiest. Sometimes, well, especially parents are concerned about their younger kids. Umka even is approved for ages 2 and older. So there's a nice cherry-flavored syrup that is directly labeled for ages 2 and older, which is nice because there's a lot of OTC products that they've had to modify their labels because they have been, recently asked not to recommend for children under the age of 4 years. Pediatric OTC cough and cold medications are no longer being recommended for that age group. And so to have a natural product like the Umka that is very safe and very effective for that younger age group is a nice message to get out that there is something you can do for those younger kids that is natural, that helps them and helps their mucous membranes to restore their proper flow, proper viscosity, and literally bind to those, some of that junk, some of the microbes, some of the infective agents, and get rid of those so that you can shorten the duration of these upper respiratory tract infections.
Well, it's nice to have something that's beyond prevention. We covered more preventive in building the mucous tissues in the previous segment. So it's wonderful to have the availability of the Umka in its many forms. Now, for those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're having an interesting conversation with Dean Morris, who's a master herbalist. We're talking about effective immune support. We're going to continue this conversation, and I want to remind you about the Village Green sale now through December 31st, so you can get 20% off body care products, 25% off supplement practitioner brands, and 35% off pathway supplements. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more information from Dean Morris on effective immune support.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday, tune in to hear Kevin's discussion with Cheryl Burdett on the subject of integrative oncology. And a final reminder, Village Green sale goes on now through December 31st. Big discounts, 35% off Pathway supplements, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. They also carry pet medications at Village Green. So let's keep your pets healthy as you keep yourself healthy. We've had an interesting guest, Dean Morris, who's a certified master herbalist with many generations behind him. He has learned from his parents who learned from theirs, and it's very interesting to see how well Dean's been able to integrate what he has learned into creating certain supplements and combinations. So let's carry on our discussion. We want to talk a little bit more about flu care and some of the herbs that help us with regard to effective immune support.
You have a little bit of a different family groupings of viruses. Those that to produce the upper respiratory tract infections tend to emerge, and it's often bacterial. Will be a secondary infection to those rhinoviruses. But you can usually feel the symptoms of a cold coming on bit by bit, and if we don't make the proper choices, they get a little stronger until eventually, within a day or so, you're getting the full-blown emergence of the symptoms of that common cold or upper respiratory tract infection. With flu viruses, they're just a little bit more tricky, a little bit more, have a little different strategy for infection. They tend to hide a little longer within the cells, evading the immune responses, so that we're not even really aware sometimes that they are replicating, that they have invaded our cells. And then all of a sudden, they emerge from our cells, spreading millions and millions of new viral bodies to infect us. Surrounding cells, and you can really start to feel bad very quickly with this virus the viruses that create more of the flu-like symptoms, and so it's a little different tact with flu-type viruses, but diversity is still the mantra. Diversity in diet. Often we, especially during the holiday season, we start to just look to the comfort foods, and our diet becomes a little bit more lean. It's and I don't use that word in the terms of we avoid butter and nice rich foods. It's certainly not lean in that respect, but the diversity of it definitely is reduced, and we're just choosing some of the more comfort foods and sweets to sustain us, grabbing a quick thing here as we head off to the next party and the next celebration. Diversity becomes very important around this time of year, and I like to encourage people to remember the bioflavonoids. Bioflavonoids are the wonderful pigments that we get from both fruits and vegetables, but in this case, I'd like to encourage people to remember to get the elderberries into their diet. Boy, when it's flu season, elderberries are something that we encourage our whole family to enjoy on a daily basis, because they themselves, black elderberry and elderberry syrups, have been shown clinically to help shorten the duration of a flu infection. And the way that they do this, the way that the virologists describe these, the action, the ability of this black elderberry to help reduce the duration of a flu, is by these flavonoids. They're pigments. They're called anthocyanins, a whole group of them. These are like little mittens, if we can give that analogy, especially in the cold country back there. You know how difficult it is to get a key into the door when you still have your mittens on or the gloves on your hands and you're trying to get a key into the car door? This is the kind of thing that flavonoids, these bioflavonoids from black elderberry, are like putting a mitten on the virus itself, on the little spikes of the virus. They're called hemagglutinin spikes. And these are the arms that these viral bodies use to grab hold of your cell and start injecting their RNA into your cell so that they can start replicating, snatching your cell as they do it and using you to replicate themselves to spread the infection. Well, we can slow that process down. I should say nature has developed these bioflavonoids, especially in black elderberry syrup, that provides these mittens that we just put on. The bioflavonoids are like a mitten being put on these hemagglutinin spikes, so that the viruses are clumsy. They're not able to attach as readily. And by slowing them down from hiding from our immune system, by slowing down their ability to get inside our cells and hide and replicate, we literally give our immune system the upper advantage, a leg up, to identify this latest strain of virus and to start building their response, the immune system's response, the proper antibodies and the dendrites and all the other immune cells that make up such a wonderfully complex immune response for whatever might be around the corner. And so that diversity is critical so that, even if we are choosing to get a flu shot in this season or any season, it is still our body's ability and the nutrition that we provide our body to fuel the production of dendrites, of cytokines, of phagocytic cells, all of these different mechanisms that our immune system has. It is still the way we feed our body that will indicate whether we can replicate our immune cells faster than the infective agents can replicate. So diversity is still a very strong message to get to impart to our listening audience, that they can build their T helper cells and neutrophils and macrophages and immunoglobulins if they will nourish their body. And by having a diverse diet, in this case, in considering and recommending the bioflavonoids from black elderberry, my favorite product, the best tasting one that I know of, and the one that is prepared so to focus on bringing these bioflavonoids to bear on the user, on the immune system, and on our good health, is the Sambucus. That's a Nature's Way product, Sambucus. And it's a black elderberry syrup that just tastes real rich, has the great flavor of these elderberries, and provides these bioflavonoids in a standardized way so that each bottle, each serving, has enough and the proper amounts of these bioflavonoids to go in and really make a difference on your diet, using your diet, supplementing your diet, to make a difference for your body's ability to stay on top of an infective process and help slow down that replicative rate so that you have the advantage to make the corrections, to build the strategies that will keep you well and help to reduce the amount of time that you might be ill should you already have succumbed to the latest mutation of flu virus.
Well, you've given us a lot of good information. What about a few more of these combination products, the System Well, for example?
Well, System Well is like an immune, like a multivitamin for the immune system. We helped formulate that one to really be a kind of the diverse supplement. When you talk about diversity, yes, you're talking about bringing these wonderful natural compounds, nutrients, phytonutrients, from a number of different plants. Mother Nature has developed all kinds of strategies to withstand infection because viruses and bacteria affect plants as well. And so if you'll find these nutrients from different strata, different areas, different geographical locations, and bring those together in combinations, then you're really incorporating a much more diverse diet supplement into your diet so that you really do give your body the upper hand and the fuel that it needs, the food that it needs to produce these numerous different compounds that will help be your best defense. One that I really appreciate is a combination of homeopathic agents, things like the monk's hood and white bryony, eucalyptus, the bone set herb, false jasmine or the evening trumpet flower is another name for it. Even ipecacuanha, there's a blend called the Alpha CF formula. It's Alpha Cold and Flu is what the CF stands for. This is a blend of homeopathic herbs and even some minerals. There's some phosphorus in there as well. This is a blend that has been studied to show a reduction, to show the ability to help the body get over coughs and colds and flu symptoms much more readily, much more easily, and to help fuel the body's ability to withstand these types of infections. This formula stands alone. You can get it as a standalone Alpha CF. It's been in the market for a long time. It's in the Boracay and Tafel line. But they join together, and this is the beautiful analogy of diversifying the diet. In combination, we've combined the Alpha CF formula with black elderberry syrup, with the Sambucus. So if you're looking for that two-prong approach, both the richness of those bioflavonoids to help put those mittens on the virus bodies, as well as help with a homeopathic blend, a combination product, we've blended those together for you in a product called Sambucus Flu Care. And this is a real nice product because it will incorporate both the syrup of black elderberry with a homeopathic preparation of black elderberry and the Alpha CF combination. So you've got a wonderful way to diversify the diet and help with some of the symptoms of both colds and flus. One in particular, I don't know if our listeners have as much experience with the homeopathic preparations. And these are titrations or dilutions. They're small amounts of these things. For example, I think most of our listeners will know what syrup of ipecac is, that full-strength extract of Rubiaceae family, ipecac root, is used to induce nausea, right? To induce a vomiting. So if you take it full strength, it will literally make you feel nauseous. But homeopathically, when you titrate it down, when you make it into a 3X preparation, homeopathy, like cures like, you use something that has similar symptoms to what is the ailment you're trying to help cure. And this is homeopathy's a way of really helping support the body to correct itself. So we put this homeopathic preparation of ipecacuanha, a 3X preparation of ipecac root, and in the homeopathic preparation, rather than inducing nausea, it literally helps to prevent the feelings of nausea and the upset stomach and help a person with that symptom that often occasions we often feel when we have the flu. And this is just one of the, to me, very fascinating mechanisms of homeopathy that uses things that are like the ailment to actually help reduce that symptom, in this case, with that is corresponding to cold and flu. The eucalyptus, the gelsenium, all of these are in that Alpha CF formulation, and that whole combination is combined with black elderberry for a multi-prong approach, a real way to diversify the diet so that we can stay at our best during this season, keep ourselves well, keep all of the aspects of our immune system fortified, well-fed, so that they can deal with the challenges that we're going to experience in this season.
Well, thank you for I wish we had more time. Your information has been fabulous. Lots of good tips, and thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure, Dana. Thank you.
Oh, yes. We hope you return. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.